Like, I don't know what bad thing you think is gonna happen right now. Like, it can't be worse than the regular fucking podcast.
Are you talking about the regular podcast that doesn't exist?
Yes.
Wait.
I was gonna follow me. Eternal weekend, give me a dream. Give me the softest pairings I've ever seen. Give me a sevens that I wanna keep. Eternal weekend, give me a dream. Hello, and welcome to the Canadian Threshold. My name's Quinn. I'm here as always with my co-hosts, Jeff Kinsey.
Hello.
And Brandon McMahon.
Hey.
And Rob Cross, our special guest.
Hello.
Who decided to travel with us all the way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, not Philadelphia. I'm not sad about it at all. No offense to anyone in fucking Pittsburgh.
Steel Town.
It's, you know, it's pretty dope. It actually is pretty dope. We're in our hotel room. We're all at least like medium intoxicated. I don't know how everyone's feeling. We've all done a pretty shitty job at playing Magic the Gathering. but
in the main event.
Like, but we're all,
Jeff okay. And I did a good job.
Sure, okay.
Burying the
when it stopped counting.
Yeah. It counted.
But we're short term stakes.
Yeah. But we're all being really good.
Oh yeah.
It's a good time.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna just
we've seen less
Jeff, how was your like overall experience so far?
Overall is great. I'm seeing lots of yins. Having lots of fun.
Johns. Yeah.
We're on this side of the state. It's yins.
Yinglings.
No.
No,
yinglings. No? Okay.
Wait, yinglings are... Oh, my God.
Come on.
Please.
No, it's been awesome. You know, obviously, every time we come, we get to see a bunch of people that we see, either sometimes because they're from, you know, Portland, Seattle, whatever, or see people we know from other parts of this country, not our country. We see everybody we want to from our country all the time. So it's been great, you know, meeting all of the XJ, Acolyth, Static Rift, you know, Patrick, fucking forgetting people for sure, Toast.
Max.
Curran, Parker, Sage.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody has been awesome. And it's definitely been, I think, the most like connected we've been at an Eternal Weekend.
Yeah, I feel like the organization this year has been very good, so I don't want to shit on it. But as the guy who shits on stuff on the podcast, it turns out if you give people some notice, they all show up to your tournament. So we're talking about we played 1,000-person Legacy tournament. I won't, you know, we don't need to talk about how I did, but how'd you get, like, McBain, how'd you feel about your tournament today?
My Legacy double up after I bombed. Okay.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. I definitely went 3-0 and won a lot of tickets.
Perfect. We don't have to talk about what happened before that at all. I mean, we have our friends still X1 who are threading the top 8. I think shout out to Adam. I think we have to do that.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Who top 8ed Vintage. He's still like threatening the money for Legacy. I think he's gonna get a top 8.
Fucking new blocker.
He chose to put his deck as people who don't play Vintage. We were like, sorry, you played Coveted Jewel, and then what happened? He's like, I drew all the cards, I made all the mana, and we're like, okay. That sounds fucking sweet.
Yep.
But, alright. We're currently, it's 1:21 a.m. and we have been discussing whether we can borrow a Vintage deck to play the Team Trios tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both borrow a Vintage deck and build
a modern deck. That's the problem. It is weird to be like the modern deck is the problem.
We need bazaars and we also need goblin guides.
It's not happening. I do not co-sign this.
It's very close to happening.
Yeah, goblin guides are cheap.
Yeah.
What do we need?
We need goblin guides.
Yeah. No problem.
We need shocks.
Yeah, we need three shocks.
Like literal shock?
Yeah. Actually, no, like shock lands.
Yeah, yeah, not shock the card.
That's fine too.
I don't know, I'm clarifying.
Have you played Modern, sir?
I did sell some.
I have never played a sanctioned match of Modern in my life.
Okay.
So I'm clarifying, shock.
I played one and I hated it, but I get it.
For reference, shock and shocks, different cards. The S is very important.
This is why I got Rob on the cast.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rob.
The rules, yeah.
Appreciate it. Oh, fuck. So that'll be fun. If we're shedding Pilot, though, we have to shed a toast if we're talking about vintage.
Yes. I mean,
the 7/2 unpowered mono red is insane.
Just like imagine looking at your hand full of power and your bones just like fucking Blood Moon, you idiot. And you're like,
Blood Moon, no rod. You're like, cool. Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Absolutely insane gaming. I think you finished 15th by the time the standings were done, which is ridiculous. So fucking, I can't even imagine. It's crazy. And then a big contingent of us playing Mono Red Legacy today. Notably, I think we all did pretty bad.
Oh.
But it is fun, though. I was talking to McBain about this. I was saying, you know, I think we all think, well, the deck's actually really good. And McBain's like, well, if there's like six of you who are ostensibly good Legacy players playing it and you all did terribly,
what does
that mean?
Like, you're literally putting like the whole brain trust into this thing. And it flops. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't.
I was like, yeah, it is good. It is good because it's a good deck. It's so strong. But maybe you're wrong. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, if X-Tray and Luna will sign off on this, and then you all crash and burn, mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry, there has to be some accountability here. Like, you can't just go around, like, noob-blocking people. With Rabble Masters.
Man, when you hit, though, it's so strong.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. The amount of times today I attacked, like, played a Bombardier, copied it with the Kiki Jiki thing, swing for 4.
Oh, so this is, like deep in the game.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah,
it's,
like, you flipped a Fable.
It's like turn 4.
Oh, you turn 1 to Fable?
Yeah.
Oh, so lucky.
But, like... They think they're okay, and you just go, okay, tag with 2 Bombardiers, they take 4, and they're like, oh, fuck, okay, like, I'll go to 10, and you're like, okay, fling the Kiki Jiki at you, fling the Bombardier at you, take 10. Fuck, dead.
Yes. Yeah. Bombardier is, like, a game changer, I think, for that deck. Because, I mean, obviously the deck, you know, everyone who plays Legacy knows, like, Mono Red is strong, but, like, we were testing before Eternal Weekend, and I have my poor Blade Agent thinking, like, you have no creatures. And you're like, flee my Chromox? I'm like, pardon me. I need to read this card. And being like, all right, I guess I'll have to remember that for Eternal Weekend. Because mm-hmm. that's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean,
I do like the idea of, like, I'm going to invigorate my guy when you, like, do damage to it. And you're like, I'll just Fury and then also fling at your creature.
Oh,
it's,
my
like,
ball.
Super overkill. And you're like, okay. Okay, like, it's dead. It's really super dead.
Get in there.
All my creatures are dead. That is the game.
The best thing about playing it is,
like, fucking meme.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
About playing it online is the amount of times the illegal blocking thing comes up, and it goes, woo, oh.
Yeah, no.
Players declared illegal blocks, and then they're like, what? And you see it clicking on and off. I didn't think that would happen as much in person as it does, but oh,
do you make the
all
sound
the
effect?
Time.
Are you like,
I feel like, so obviously we have not done a podcast in a while. I feel like we need to talk about like the lead up to Eternal Weekend. And I need to like tell the audience.
Yes.
About how I was like, why can't I copy? Like, I'm trying to copy my creature with Reflecting Kiki Jiki. You know, like, I finally flipped my Fable. And I'm like, I'm just going to, like, get the initiative again. This is so good. And then, because I've never read Seasoned Dungeoneer in my whole life. And then it was, like, pro creatures. And I'm
not so good post-combat.
I felt so bad because I was just kind of, like, clicking and going, like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, why can't I do this? And my opponent, I mean, I have the chat hints, and maybe they were trying to
burn
me. Yeah.
It's pro creature.
But I was just kind of like clicking and being like, what? And then finally I was like, pro creatures.
This story before, and now I'm thinking about it. So you were trying to copy a seasoned engineer post-combat after it had already attacked?
You
have a Kiki Jiki.
It was before blocks.
That's a good question, so Jeff.
Why weren't you just doing it before attacks?
Because I was trying to kill my opponent.
So why weren't you doing it before attacks? Oh,
but I wanted the blocks. It would have been a straight trade, which it ended up being. And I was like, oh, I can just, like, do this.
But it had pro creatures. How did they block?
Well, they didn't. So that's the thing. And then they just hit me and they took the initiative, which was the problem.
Well, yeah.
Because I had no follow-up play other than that.
Yeah.
Because I had already tapped the Kiki Jiki. So all I could do was copy some, like piece of shit thing. I mean, I did block.
Well,
so I guess
you
like,
already tapped the Kiki Jiki.
Well, I tapped the Kiki Jiki and, like, was like... Like, I did the thing, and I tried to, like...
It doesn't, like, fizzle.
Oh. I guess make him back out. I don't know. I had a line, you know, like, this is so
right,
sweet.
It's like you're mind flooded at that
I'm
point.
Gonna attack.
You're, like, just stunned.
I'm gonna attack. My opponent's gonna do this thing. I'm gonna, like, copy this thing, and then get the two counters, and then be like, yeah, idiot. And I'm like, oh, well, it turns out, wow, there's an idiot here still.
And people say that deck's
it's
easy.
Me. I mean, I don't think it's hard.
I think we've just demonstrated that it's hard. But,
No, I don't think we've demonstrated that it's hard. We've just demonstrated that I'm a moron. That's fine. I accept that.
Fuck.
So, Jeff, you played... What did you play?
I played Mono Red.
Yeah. What is Mono Red?
Mono Red Stomp.
It's been like 2 years.
All right. You know, Blood Moon, fucking Chalice, Hearse.
And Bomba.
So, I mean, I was talking to somebody else about this today, and it's really funny because Mono Red, looking at the deck, like, for years, I watched Tristan or somebody play it, and I'm like, I'm not that guy. Like, really? Fucking Chalice, Blood Moon? Like, who cares?
And then last year, you played Wade Initiative.
It's true. That was my taste.
You were the guy.
Not that guy. That was my taste of, like, how it feels.
Oh, this is what that guy tastes like.
Yeah. I always wonder how that guy tastes. But, you know, and then somehow adding this stupid monkey, or, like, monkey goblin to the deck just made it cooler in my brain.
It was like monkey goblin?
It's the Ixalan goblins are like monkeys.
This is the pirate monkey.
Yeah, pirate monkey, bombardier man. Okay. It just made it, like, cool, and it gave it so much, like, different reach and, like, angles to, like, murder people right away or kill stuff. Like, I... pitched a Fury today post-combat and cleaned up Voidwalker, Orc Army Token, and a Bowmaster. And then I chucked the Fury at his troll. Boom!
Boom! Just like Wrath is
on
board.
Oh my god.
And like, look, Fury does a good impression of that as it is, but being able to just like do 7 damage to something is
that's 12 damage.
Pretty good.
You're like 5.
4.
4.
And then 7.
And 7.
Yeah. It's crazy. So that card's super fun. So it was fun to play a deck that leveraged that.
So you're saying don't play creatures?
Well, it just goes to face then.
Yeah, but then it's like half the damage. It's fine.
The amount of times you just
my opponent hit me in the face with a... I had an opponent who sacked their ring, which I was not expecting. I had a red zombie.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, guess I'm getting a little life. I'll attack. I'm like, yeah.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
And then just kind of like, bam, 60. I'm like, yeah, that also happens.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's super fun. I want to try to throw it in like something else. I don't think it's good in anything else, but it's super good. The amount of times too, you just like have a Fable token and the Bombardier and you just attack and you like make the treasure just immediately yeet the treasure at like a Delver or something. It's like, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. And yeah, there's a lot of people that did the illegal blocks in paper, and that's fun.
I think, so, one more thing about Stompy decks, though.
Mm-hmm.
Our new friend, John, is X1.
Yes.
Playing Turbo Muxus.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna share this too. Like, we sit down, and John is like, man, like, it was the round where the pairings didn't go up online. And so they were, like, being like, hey, we might have to do, like, paper pairings. We're going to put this stuff up. And he rolls up. And he was like, oh, there's another John with, like, a similar last name. And he's like, man, like, you know, everything's kind of – everyone's flustered. And he shows up at the table, and then someone comes up and he's like, "No, I'm John whatever." And he's like, "Yes, that's not me. Shit, sorry." And then he hold on.
So he's gone to the wrong seat.
He's gone to the wrong seat
for the pairings, and he's like shuffled up.
Yeah, and they've shuffled up, done mulligans, and he's kept a seven. And being like, the seven's fucking sick.
So you're like, you're in fact, you're Quinn. You're like, I have a turn two.
And I'm stoked right now, yeah.
And then the judge comes by and they're like, Quinn, you're at the wrong table.
Turn one. No, yeah. Another Sorry. Player comes by.
This is the Irish Quinn. This is his place.
Sorry, not Quinn Amori.
Another player comes by and like, sorry, actually, I'm sitting here. And then you're like hearing their name. You're like, oh, yes, I see what the problem was. And then he's like, shit. And then he rushed to the other seat, obviously, because he didn't want to game boss. Runs over. He's like, this is what happened. Sorry. Obviously, everyone understands because of like what had happened with the parents. Mm-hmm. And he goes,
I like the idea of his opponent being a nice person at first and be like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And then he opens his hand and he goes, and I just had another turn one. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, I shoved. And that's when I realized they were on like green white depths or something. So this is how short the games went. Because then he's like, we went to game two. My opponent played first, obviously.
Well, they went, so like, John turn ones him.
Turn ones him.
Game one.
After showing up late.
Yeah.
And then in like game two, they do something. And then he goes Magus on turn one. And they swords the Magus end of turn. Because I guess his opponent did nothing other than play a fetch land. They fetch for Savannah. And he's like, okay, Savannah, cool. I know what you're doing now. You're fucking dead. And then they swords in turn, do something inconsequential. And then he's just like, I made another. Because I knew they didn't have counter magic and I didn't have a cavern. And then I just made a Muxus and then like killed them. And I'm like, yeah, good, yeah.
That is another spot where Bombardier is fucking insane, is in that deck.
Oh, because throwing a Muxus?
Throw a Muxus for 8.
Ooh.
And then Muxus
gets big.
So if you hit a Bombardier and then like a Haste guy, you attack with everything. Muxus gets big. You have some other idiot.
Muxus hits you and then you throw it.
Muxus gets like +2/+3. And then you throw it for 8. And just...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bomba
into Muxus. And I'm dead. No one's going to get this. And that's probably better.
It'll be in the appendix.
In the
show notes.
In the show notes.
They'll clip it right in. Yeah, that's crazy. Turbo Muxus is sweet. I'm going to put it together for tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to end up playing it. But
so,
put it together.
Turbo Muxus list, you're playing Chromoxen, Lotus Petals.
All the Soul Lands.
Soul Lands. You're not playing any Blackies.
You're playing Skirt Prospector.
Yeah, because it's a ritual. Like,
yeah.
And you're playing the War Chieftain or whatever.
Nope.
Playing Battlecry Goblin.
Battlecry Goblin, Namesaker. Because Battlecry gives haste.
Okay.
Battlecry's fucked up.
And then what? Do you play War Chieftain?
Yeah, you play War Chief, like the one that reduces the cost.
Yeah.
I don't think you play Chieftain. So I don't think you have the pump guy.
Because pumps irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, whatever the haste reduced one is.
Yeah, that's War Chief. Yeah.
And then you play like 2 Matron, some amount of Ringleaders. And there you go. Oh my god.
And then you just shit your hand out with a cavern. And your opponent goes,
It is hard to like you need to state properly how much better it is in paper when you can start the game and look at your stickers and be like, I know what this
sticker
is gonna make.
Because
you know if you have a 6 mana sticker and you can do it.
Okay, hold on. Explain, as someone who hasn't played with
stickers,
the whatever goblin.
Yeah,
online.
Name sticker online, name sticker.
Okay, so name sticker online is when it comes into play, you roll a dice. And based on what you roll, you get between 4 and 6 mana.
Yeah.
And it's weighted, I think on average, is roughly the same as in paper.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what you get until it comes into play.
Right.
And so it's worded really funny on Magic Online. It's all like, it's contingent on like how many have existed.
Yeah.
Because, so in reality, can you, in paper, are there circumstances where you're like, I'm only going to hit 4 and 5s, or
so
I'm only going to hit 5 and 6s.
In paper, stickers work, when the game starts, you take your 10-card sticker deck, you get 3 of them, And those are your stickers that are just out. Those are the ones you have all three sheets out.
Yeah.
So when you play a sticker goblin, you can choose the one you want. So you know at the start of the game. So
if you have a six, you just...
You know the first one.
You know you have a six.
So you've like pre-rolled a six, a five, and a four. Yes. You're like, I'm going to play this shit goblin. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to... I'm going to pick that six.
Yep.
That's absurd.
Because I was playing this online for a bit because someone's in the Discord, Autumn, has been doing really, really well online with it. And I was like, fuck, six, sounds good. And it's like, oh, I got a nuts hand. I just got to hit like a five on this and I'm set. And you put it in, you get a four, and you're like, oh, pass.
Yeah, the online
that seems
weird,
way
right?
worse.
It's a lot worse. It's
How did they not worse. Just like... I don't know.
They have a program...
Okay, we're not. We're just gonna stop right there.
A lot more things have to happen.
Okay, Quinn.
Yes.
What did you play?
Played Infect.
Woo!
So you didn't play Painter. You played Infect.
No.
And you played Legolas's Quick Reflexes. And did you like split second drop from the event?
Yeah, that's about right.
Can't respond.
Thank you. Yeah. But yeah. I played a challenge with Infect. I did better than when I played Painter, which is the opposite of last year. I did play like those Quick Reflexes also in the challenge matches, and I was like, oh my god, I just like fucking like got people so bad. I also got people like incrementally in my matches, in my games today. Like my Merfolk opponent was like trying to blow me up with...
Well, hold on. Did you split with them?
No, I never split.
Okay.
Oh, so then you beat them.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Wow. I can't believe you would suggest that I would ever do that other than dying my sword. But I did blow my opponent who was like had an active jit and was just kind of like, I'm going to use two tokens. And I was like, can I clarify right now? You're using... You want to like hold party and use both, and then he was like, does that matter? And I'm like, I think it's going to. And he goes,
you did try to give them the signal.
No, I was just like I need to know what you're gonna do, because he was like, remove two tokens, and I'm like, well, you can't actually do that. You can remove one and then one, but you can remove one whole party and remove another one.
This is GTA, like the
yeah,
yep.
Yes,
okay.
You say tokens, and sorry. I get confused.
Sorry, so. Normally GTA Quite.
Sorry, I thought he was calling you all the pronunciation of jute. Yeah. There.
Sorry. A jute?
Well, how is it in Japanese? I don't know, actually.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Is it jute in Japanese? Like,
you know, if you start arguing over this, you've already lost.
Have you heard of this software package?
I haven't. I'm Japanese. You guys are losing right now. It's just racism.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, anyway, so the guy, he removes two tokens at once, and I'm like, can I clarify? Are you trying to remove them both at once? Because you can do that, you get whole priority, do another one. And he goes, does it matter? And I'm like, I can't really answer them. I'm just like, kind of like, what do you want to do? And he's like, yeah, I'll just do them both. I'm like, okay, cool. This is after I've berserked for lethal. And I'm like, I will play Legolas Quick Reflexes. And he goes, okay. I'm like, don't respond. Like, it's like, split yeah, yeah. Second. This guy was super nice. I was kind of like, you know, just like, just don't, like, if you have other cards, like, don't do it. But then he was like, okay, cool, that happens. And he was like, but I just, like, the counter stay, right? I'm like, no. No. And that's also, like, you know, also, I don't want to say, this is fine. The guy was just like, hey, I don't play Legacy.
Wait, I'm not up to date with the latest movie-based fucking card.
And also, just in general, he was just like, man, I'm like super... I don't like play this like once a year, and I'm like, cool. And I'm like, we should just call a judge, and we can like talk about it. And then the judge came, and I was like, what happened? And the judge was like, yeah, the counters are gone. And then it was like the sickest moment where like... I'm like, okay, he's going to put me to one, because he's going to use both. He's going to pump his guy, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, he maybe not if he like didn't... draw the win, but I'm like, you know, probably he's gonna put me to one by like pumping this guy with the remaining two jersey counters. That's why like the two was important, because otherwise I'd just be dead on the trackback, because he had two true names.
Yeah.
And then he like draws, and I see his eye goes super wide, and I'm like, I need to know. Is it the Pearl Shrine guy or the other guy? And he goes, it's the other guy. And I'm like, show me. And he just like, he's like, I'll tap Cavern for Blue. I'm like,
Lord of Atlantis.
Yeah, and you know, Lord of Atlantis comes in and he attacks. I'm like, okay. And he's like, pump twice with JJ. I'm like, that's good. That's good. And I'm like, I had to keep you honest, right? And he's like, I respect it. It's good magic.
Wonder how the Merfolk guy ended up.
Probably not. What round was this? Probably, we had the extended judge call about, like, does this fizzle? I'm like, yes, it fizzles. Yeah. I don't want to tell you. But I also respect the hell of it.
Speaking of extended judge calls, Rob, our special guest here. So, Rob, what deck did you play again before we get into extended judge calls?
I played Death and Taxes, Brandon.
Good man.
How many basics? So you played...
Seven. I played exactly seven basics.
Okay, how many of those were planes?
Seven less three. Four?
Seven. And then how many swamps do you have?
Two swamps, one forest.
And then swamps? One forest. Two swamps. Okay. Jeff is dying right now.
I saw the forest in a game.
This is
not endorsed.
Oh, no.
We went by and I saw a forest and I thought, why?
Is this suboptimal? Because one man did better than all of us.
No, it's look, it's this true, man. It's true. On the one hand, suboptimal list. Yes, I was playing a forest, basic forest, so the Prismatic Vista was on, and two swamps. You get a
turn one forest for your Gaddock Teague?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to... And I also, yes, I was playing Spirit of Labyrinth because the vibes were off with Bowmaster.
That's respectable.
Is it?
Is it?
Like, is
The vibes were off. Please play Bowmasters. Please.
I'm not going to say it's, you know, like,
it's the not best correct,
practical thing to do.
But, you know, sometimes the vibes are off.
Mm-hmm. Please make a clock.
But, yeah, seven. Seven basics. Exactly seven.
I can't get over the double swamp.
So you're playing. You're playing normal weight. You're playing normal weight Death and Taxes without, and you're splashing for Teague on the side.
Okay, so I'm splashing for.
And you're splashing for Thoughtseize.
Thoughtseize, Opposition Agent, Gaddock Teague. Everything else is mono white.
Was I know we've heard like.
Opposition Agent overperformed. I was not expecting that card to be good.
That's my question because I heard like the. This is where obviously Opposition Agent was bad, but there were like, yes, got you, Opposition Agent.
Did you get anybody, or was it just like...
No, Opposition Agent was entirely a lightning rod. Opposition Agent came into play very briefly, ate a bolt, three Swords to Plowshares.
That's also good.
That's fine, yeah. I mean, it's better if it steals your stuff, but I mean, yeah, the event where they have to be like, oh, fuck, and like spew something on it is pretty good.
Yeah, it also like... representing it held up a lot.
Oh my god. Yeah. He's spewing my oppo. New black.
Oh my god, I fetch you through the Opposition Agent.
How many times did you activate Vile?
How many times did I activate Vile? Oh, so many. Like okay. Death and Taxes. Have you played? You played Death and Taxes.
Yeah, but sometimes you just like it's big. Yeah, sometimes you just don't drop Vile. Sometimes you blow up
your Vile. Like, or do they daze your Vile?
I played seven rounds. I gave up. For the record.
How many?
I went 3-3-1 for those who are listening in, which is...
No one's made it this far. Don't worry.
I know. Not respectable, but also better than the other boys in this room.
You're waiting for this, McVeigh.
So it's true. I'm going to ask you a couple like just like rapid... lightning things because
I play really fast. I mean I'm looking up
do you
Quinn's Merfolk opponent while we do this, so like please feel free.
Number of times you resolved Yorion.
Number of times I resolved Yorion. Resolved or cast?
cast let's go cast.
We'll go with cast
one,
four.
Wow,
out of seven rounds. Yeah, I cast Yorion four times. Okay. Resolved it, got red blasted once.
Yorion.
In game one.
It's so sad.
I mean, that's pretty good though.
Painter player was so proud though.
I feel like, what's that like is it Sarah McLachlan's song in the arms of angel?
A number of times
Yorion's just there, he's like a fucking like dog without a home.
How many times did you fetch Lion Sash?
Fetch Lion Sash. Like, I fetched I fetched Sash twice.
Was it always off? Was it always off Stone Forge?
Was it always a stone?
No, I fetched an off recruiter once.
It's so sick off recruiter.
I fetched an off recruiter once because I needed it against Scam, who had something in the yard I need to hit, and then the other time it was off a stone forge.
But do you have
like, because I already had shit in hand. Yeah. Because apparently Jitte goes in the side now.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you how many times you fetched Jitte game one.
Game one, zero. Jitte's in the side now.
Okay, how many Sams did you play?
Pause for a second. Very importantly, Quinn, was your Merfolk opponent round one, two, or three?
His name on
Kevin Melee David was or Grant.
Faux beef.
Hmm. You lost every single game.
Oh,
2022. Yeah, I didn't win zero games of Magic today.
Oh my god.
Wow, thank you.
Oh my god.
Wow, Jeff, I thought I was gonna reveal that later as like a nice surprise for our audience.
I just saw it on Rob's phone. It's shocking.
It was just like everything was so savage today.
That was from 2022. You 0-3 last year too.
Yeah.
All right. So
last year, at least like going in, I was like, man, this isn't good. And this year, I'm like, well, I do win playing in fact. I'm like, I guess I'll play it again.
So your Merfolk opponent went win round one, win round two versus you. No offense. When round three, fucking crushing.
Wait, he got the paradigm in round two?
Round four, loss. Round five, loss. Round six, loss. Done.
No, he lost to Max.
He lost to Max in round five.
Wow.
Max who?
Max.
Gilmore.
Max
Dorsen.
Fucking, yeah.
So he ran out at 2-4-0 in round six.
His eyes were so wide when he pulled, like, I'm like, okay, he's got to hit a lord, or I go to one. And I was just like, he just, like, drew, and I was like, I'm dead. Which is fine. Like, shit happens. But, like, I was like, I don't know.
How many times did you miss the fact that Thalia attacks your own son?
How many GRBs did I do on myself?
You're asking, wow, that's a real pivot.
Yeah, no, fair. I saw two,
at least two.
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 Just, two.
Is it just no, so were they... Like across multiple matches, or are they within one game within like six?
No, two different matches. Two different matches.
Yeah, we saw that.
Obviously, yes. Like that's
this
you
feels
know,
like one of those things when like you catch somebody shoplifting. It's like that's not the first time they did it.
I do a pantom.
But in this case too, it's also not like using a like. It's just like he just needs money. why don't we just ignore it? Yeah, it's like who cares?
I tried to cast a deafening silence when I obviously couldn't, and then the people who were burning the game, named Quinn Amori and Kitsy, took me out and called.
It's Colorado, we just had to. Yeah.
No, absolutely, you had to, and I appreciate it. And then I was playing.
Hold on, your friends like
yes,
judge called you and made you lose the game.
No, you didn't win that game.
I'm listening.
Are you saying that if you I'm in a match and you saw me make it like
a GRV
you would not call a judge?
You cheat all the time.
Whoa.
Show and tell, Teferi.
Yeah, I remember when you show and tell the Teferi into play.
Yeah, we talked about that. It wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, but do you think Rob did it on
you
purpose?
You clearly put it into play.
That's fine, but if somebody had said, like, you can't
somebody
do that.
Somebody was watching and was like, wow, that's
and
good.
Then I would have been like, oh, shit, okay, sorry. But my opponent was like, that's great. And I'm like, cool. I'm like, it's his show and tell. That's before I played show and tell, you know? I was like, I don't know. You put a thing in. And then I remember like asking him, being like, so it's any permanent? He's like, yes. And I'm like, okay.
This feels like one of those moments where you go, why have I never done this before? This seems so good.
Yeah. Colin was like, why doesn't even put Ugin in? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know how this works.
I did have one of those moments today, actually, where I was against Oops All Spells. Mm-hmm. I was playing lands. And I was just like, like, they were like, I have pre-game effects. Game one. And they just put in Leyland of Sanctity?
They have
hexproof?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my god. Like, I kept this, like, random seven. But I actually had Soulguide Lantern in my hand, and I read Soulguide Lantern. And it's like, all opponents
exile.
And I was like, it doesn't target. I'm a genius. Like, I just, like... Turned one Soulguide Lantern and my phone's like, okay, like that's a thing.
But it was so good. Like, I only won that matchup because
I was so good.
Like,
yep. Because you accidentally drew the card you didn't want to have in your hand. Because
game one and game two, it was just like I got so good in, and it just created the situation where they're like, "Well, I have to fight through this thing," and they couldn't just ley line me or do whatever. It was very good.
The white line does not seem good against
shuffle. What shuffle cheats did you do together in a play? now that we're breaking down the podcast. Blame each other. I'm just wondering what you did to, like, how you draw the twice seems really lucky. Seems like kind of unreal.
Yeah, like, it's really like you, like, add the 16th card in your sideboard and then, like, you kind of palm it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
I didn't know that's a cheat, but.
So, Brenda Zani cheated and still couldn't get into top 8.
How many draws did you have today?
I had 0 draws.
Holy wow. shit. Many... This is funny. I was trying to look up earlier.
Wait. How many wins did you have today?
Many wins.
In the main.
There's a number.
In the main, I had, I don't know, like one?
I mean,
two?
I mean, it's one or two.
I think it's two.
Do you think it's two?
I was trying to look up where you were sitting at some point, and I pushed your name in, but I was on the wrong year's thing. Did you get 3 draws last year?
Yes.
And it was
sad about this, but also like yes.
Like, I remember talking about it, but I was like, really? Did we have like 3?
Yeah. And then
at some point you draw back into the wind.
I picked up the 3rd draw the last match of the first day. Such that you got out of the draw bracket. It was like
into the loser bracket.
Yeah, well, into the non-draw bracket. And then I got to play Jarvis and, like, some other actual players.
Wow.
But, yeah, little did they know. Drawing McDrawerson is coming for it. Yeah.
Did you draw again after that?
No,
Are you playing Divine Intervention in your lands deck?
Yes. Yeah, you Enlightened Tutor, and then you can... You play the Hex Parasite and you can remove the counters faster, so you can draw the game.
Did you know that your opponents did? I don't know you can't play Scheherazade in Legacy.
No, I wasn't playing Scheherazade. I was playing Divine Intervention. Mm. Like, Jeff knows his stuff. I'm sorry.
Pretty sure Scheherazade's restricted.
No, it's banned.
Plus, I think if what the fuck is it called that I said?
Divine Intervention.
If Divine Intervention ends the game in a draw, you just go on to the next game. It doesn't end the match in a draw.
No, but famously, there was some challenge event years ago where there was 2 players that were like spiking the event with Divine Intervention. And the whole thing was like how many times they could draw to make the event just go forever. Like, that was the joke.
Is that like an old school event?
No, this is like in Legacy. Like, you can play...
Yeah, I know it's legal, but like that actually...
I'm 99% sure.
Holy fuck.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. That's like the real scam.
We should put Legacy. Here's the plan for Team Trios. We get a good modern player, we get a good vintage player, and the person playing Legacy just gets Divine Intervention loops. So they just draw their games to buy time for everybody else.
Like Karn Liberated.
We can't wait anyone to play with us. We find like 2 good players, and then we get to be an idiot.
Who's the good players?
No, but that's like that was your. I feel like that's what your suggestion was.
Clearly, no one we know, Jeff.
Yeah, like we don't know good players. Like, I was like, we just gotta find a modern player. This sucks. And then you're like creating the scenario, you know, where you're like. We're like, oh, we have 2 good players, and there's just 1
2 ringers.
Yeah. I think Max might be
that's
drunk.
That's the sub tagline for the podcast. 2 good players and 1 idiot.
that's like false, though.
It's rotating.
McMahon's got his, I think, 3 idiots. Like, that might be generous.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jeff's. We're like the slayer of side events.
Cool. It's true. Your only loss in side events so far is to me?
Correct.
Also, I mean,
all weekend, my only loss is to you.
I can't think of a non-problematic way to, like, make a joke about slayer of side events, is all I'll say.
Rob.
Yes.
Before we got away from your GRVs with Thalia.
Both of them.
That we all know of. The,
yeah. Sideboard cards.
Yes.
There's a lot of like new cards in Death and Taxes. You're an aficionado, I dare say, of Death and Taxes. What are some of the new cards that you were playing with this weekend? Like that you've never seen in your life because you don't play enough.
Basically none, right?
I mean, I'm basically retired. So Battle of Bywater.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Battles.
Wait, Jeff. What? Battle of Bywater, give us the Oracle decks.
Sure. One white sorcery. Yes. Creatures of hobbits.
Very many hobbits.
Destroy all creatures with power 3 or greater, and true. You create a food for every creature you control.
Yes. My man is feasting. Yeah. He was feasting. Yeah.
Not only, I believe, did you cast the Battle of Bywater and kill, I think, a single...
Murktide.
Yeah, single Murktide. One Murktide. You also made a single food with that Battle of Bywater, which you then...
I ate it.
Eating.
It's delicious.
Okay, so hold on. So, like, you got Murktide and, like... A big DRC.
I think you just got one.
Your opponent's in play.
Yeah.
You could. And then you have like
you could. Hypothetically,
your opponent has a big DRC and a Murktide. Yep. You've got like a mom, and
DT's
a
all
a Skyclave.
Whatever.
Yeah. And you're like, Battle by Water. You're like, I get three food and your
everything are
so, so like, but Christmas Land, D&T's all bears, so it's a one sided Wrath for 3 mana. Reality, D&T does have Solitude and sometimes Spirit if you're playing a suboptimal list like
Flicker
I was.
Flicker Wisp.
Like, there's a few threes.
Yorion.
Right.
But
you're always behind most part, and, like, getting your shit kicked.
You're playing more bears than the opponent, and you're going to get some food out of the deal.
Yeah. Mm. It basically functions like a 3-mana Wrath, and sometimes you have stuff left over.
Yeah.
So it's, and like, it's like a soup kitchen card. You're like, I'm poor, I need...
I'm eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need a little bit. And they're like, I guess.
Get me through the night.
It's like D&T's slotting it in where Council's Judgment used to be, because nobody except for apparently Quinn's opponents play... what was that fucking... It's Merfolk. It,
True Name
Nemesis.
It's good against
you. You had True Name played against you?
I heard
I lost a double True Name in game one and game two.
Like, oh my god.
My opponent played True Name off a cavern, and I was like, I can't count. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Round two, and then, back to 2006.
Both times they copied the True Name.
15, but yeah.
And then I was like winning a race, and I'm like, I'm losing a race right now. I have to find a pump spell, and I can find a pump spell.
Yeah.
Cool story.
Which is how it goes, you know?
Legolas's quick reflexes.
Yeah, no, I know. I did have quick reflexes in hand, and I was like, wow, that just does nothing, eh?
Yeah.
Like, if this is Invigorate or any other pump spell, I would win the game, I guess. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, maybe that forcible, you know, but... But all I was, like, drawing and being like, oh, God.
So let's wind it back.
So back to your original question. The new tech in D&T is the food. Battle by Water.
You're forgetting the other one.
Gaddic Teague, which is old tech that's become new tech because Fourth Yearling is apparently a ridiculous card that does ridiculous things.
Is that it? Or do you also get like the Ley Line?
And the... Yeah, it stops Ley Line Binding. It stops all the stuff from Beans. It
stops a ton of shit. But like
Solitude.
Yeah, it's very broad. It does tag a bunch of stuff. Fourth is very hard to deal with.
That's another reason the you said Battle actually was to replace Council Judgment, but they got Legion to Ashes for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wasn't playing it, but Legion to Ashes does look like...
Yeah.
It looks bad, but it's better than it is.
Yeah. Same thing, it doesn't...
the tagline of Death and Taxes.
Yeah. It looks bad.
That's the thing where, Trust us. It makes you so sad, because I'm like, vindicate his lands.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously this is better.
Yeah. So Legion of Ashes is one white-black sorcery, exile target non-land permanent, and then you also exile all tokens that have the same name.
Yeah.
So with Fourth, you can just slurp up all the knights, and you can slurp up all the construct tokens, and then for the most part, you can exile anything you want to hit with Judgment anyways.
It seems so good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's interesting too to have that dial is like not strictly better, but like, you know, kind of pushes in a different direction.
I mean
it's a histogram, really.
I think like anytime you vindicate someone's land, you're just so far ahead. It's just a flex.
I don't mean instead of vindicate. I mean instead of Council Judgment.
Sorry.
Yeah. But vindicating somebody's land.
I'm just thinking of our best friend vindicate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're just like cure land, you know, and like you're like, Like, you can scoop now.
Yeah, you know this game is going to turn 20, but you just killed my lance.
We're like, you're going to die. Would you like to...
What else, Rob?
Would I pay one more CMC to strip mine your land, or sinkhole your land, but do it with style? Yes.
Yes, yeah, yes. Of course.
Give me flexibility. And then the main deck, the current tech is four Thoughtseize, which is interesting. Better than I expected it to be.
It's really good, right?
It's really good. It's very good. Four Bowmaster, which I wasn't playing because the vibes were off, but also probably is the right thing to do. And then either a main or side, debatable. I was playing main opposition agent, and some people were playing Plague Engineer, which I wasn't. I don't see it. But
yeah, there's not a lot of like, things like other than like Intract, there's not a lot of things really playing. You're just like a straight win.
Yeah.
Name Orc. But even then, it's like fine. Right?
Yeah. Like, I don't see it, so I wasn't playing it. But like Oppo, I mean, all it did was Lightning Rod. Like it ate a Bolt and three Plows. But.
Hunky boy.
Those didn't hit the things that mattered. Yeah. So like, I was very happy with that.
All right, so wind it back. 24 hours. Are you still playing the same deck you played, or you're like, I seen the Bowmaster light?
No, vibes are off. I get it.
I respect the hell of it.
Yep.
Like,
unsurprisingly.
Magic is like, I don't know, 30% aesthetics and like 30% vibes and 40% skill. I think that's about the ratio.
I mean, I don't want to like get too deep into the weeds, but your aesthetic's also terrible, no offense.
It's fair, I can respect that. I need to work on the aesthetics of the deck. I really feel like the fetches are messing it up. I had all old border lands, all new border creatures, and it was a very clean divide with the removal being full art. But now fetches is just...
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, you have just beautiful basics. And every time you fetch one, Jeff and I were like, oh, fuck, you got the swamp. Oh, my God. Oh,
all the basics and duels are whiteboarded to make it easy, at least. Gotta reduce that cognitive load.
That's why I have whiteboarded duels.
Yes,
to make it easier.
Yeah, it's same. Yeah,
you gotta reduce the cognitive load. That's the only reason.
You're trying to make it clearer, right? Yeah.
No, Jeff, Ryan, in 24 hours, are you still playing the same deck?
I think so. I definitely think so. Yeah.
Yeah, what were you maybe?
Like, even though, like your whole group crashed and burned, like, you're still.
Yeah.
You're going back in time.
But the deck's strong.
And your point against it of, you know, all these good people played it and it didn't do well. But I think, I mean, my angle was like, I barely played Paper Legacy in the last year, and trying to play D&T when you haven't either kept up with like the physical mechanics of playing the deck and, you know, getting the systems down. And then also you just haven't played against like the new decks in the format enough to like know what they're trying to do and when they're trying to do it specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just kick yourself so often and you miss like, you know, a crucial upkeep or a crucial step, and you just dodge all of that by just playing a fucking Blood Moon.
Okay, so for people who know, Jeff played Mono Red Stomp.
Yeah, with the Bomba.
Bomba.
So four Bombas.
Yep.
Six, four Blood Moon.
Yep.
Two Magus.
Yep.
Four Rabble.
Yep.
Chromox.
Fable.
Kansas Cash Register.
Nope.
No,
that's what the bomb is for. You don't need that.
Trinisphere, Chalice.
Yep. Two Trinisphere main, four Chalice.
Just.
Yeah. Den of the Bugbear, Ancient Tomb.
Just hate.
City.
How many Fury?
Four Fury.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And then, man, you put lands. You put Sphere lands, right?
Yeah, I played Selesnya Sphere lands.
Selesnya, ooh.
Great. Yeah.
No one cares about the colors.
Yeah.
You play the exact same list in the side events?
Yesterday I switched it up to like a red list with Punishing Fire and no spheres, which is actually sweet, and I like prefer that. But it's just not on the board proactive enough.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, that's free wins.
And yeah, it's just like you just turn one or turn two a sphere.
It's the same thought process as me.
Which is like, oh, here's my sagas, I'm going to make constructs, and you're going to have to deal with this. And by the way, I'm also porting you.
Yeah, and also you're going to die. Yeah.
And then you wasteland someone, and they're just like, I can't deal with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a very powerful thing. it, but it's very linear and like not as like mentally enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the non-sphere version is like, let's go do a PhD and study some ancient literature. And it's like enjoyable and fun, but like, you're like, I spent 30 minutes for doing the same result that this like stupid F6 sphere deck did in like 2 minutes.
And that's exactly, again, the D&T versus like mono red decision making.
Yeah. It did have vibes of like shops in like, or in vintage. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, here's my workshop. Here's my like hate pieces. And I'm just going to make a bunch of big dumb idiots and run you over. Like that's where lands kind of feels right now. Like in the main deck, you have, in the Celestia deck, you have zero removal. Your removal is, my creatures are big and they're going to kill you and you're going to have to block. Like that is literally your removal.
Player removal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you like bring in swords from the side if you need them, mm-hmm. which is in many ways better than a bolt, which some green red decks are doing. Because they actually kill like big trolls or like Atraxes or whatever the fuck. But it's just like to the board and powerful. But I felt I had a strong 75. Yeah. Again, like I won a lot of side events, but then did not do very well in the main.
A bunch of killers out there today.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. You're happy with your choice, Quinn?
I feel like it was my last chance to like infect in a meta where like this was it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Greg played in his last round today, but Greg's like, I played infect and it was so terrifying, and so I think it was the time.
So are you selling your infect tomorrow?
No, absolutely not. I will sell out of every other legacy card before I sell out of infect.
Mm.
And then I would just play infect and be like, you can be like horrendous. And like, that will be the...
It's like playing like 2013 Nimble Mongoose.
Yeah, that'll be the last deck I play. I Lost Quick Reflexes was great in other matchups. It did not save me today. It is what it is kind of thing, you know? But it was like those kinds of matches where you're like, my opponent's got to have exactly this, and then you tap, and they're like, well, that's what they had. And that's like, and yeah, I don't mean to like be bad beat story, mm-hmm. you know? Because like, I've also the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been like, I just need to draw and invigorate. There it is. So like, that's happened too. But like, it just kind of didn't go my way today.
As an infect player, you must make bad beat stories for others quite often.
Yeah,
I am assuming yes. That they were like, I just didn't block, and then I died. You know, and like, so yeah.
So occasionally you need to take a bad beat story.
Yeah, you live by the sword, die by the sword. Yes. I think is the best way to put it. And I died by the sword today, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Testing I think went like pretty well too, and like I played painter. Played combo decks, which is not indicative of like, you know, what's good, but like I was just like, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do my thing that I like to do. If I do play Magic tomorrow, I will do my thing that I like to do again tomorrow and maybe like redeem myself, and if I don't, that's fine too. But that's how she goes.
Yeah. The way she goes.
Yeah. I made some like spicy purchases though, so in their actual like LGS games, I'll have just ridiculous shit to do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah, just me like being like, I'll time spiral again.
There's just something about Eternal Weekend that causes people to buy High Tide cards. I don't know what it is.
It's so sweet.
It is, but like something about the allure of Pittsburgh just pulls you in.
Time Spiral?
Thinking of the Allegheny River.
Spiral Tide is just so sick.
It is tidally influenced.
Yeah, see?
No, it's not.
Well, whatever. Imagine if it was. That'd be cool. I don't know what it's doing. It could be.
Now, Jeff, not that you're going to like play, but if you were to pick up cards to play in the future and actually show up to Legacy events, like what would you be...
It is really tough because I am not going to buy three City of Traders. Like, I'm just not going to buy those. So that makes playing this deck just not ever going to happen. Well, thank you. Thank you. But, like, yeah, it's too far out of reach for, like, oh, this is my thing I'm going to play. So, no, probably nothing. Probably
It's too far to drive. So you're a trader and you won't drive to the city?
I'll drive to the city. I'll drive to the city. I'll play D&T and get crushed by things and sulk. But,
hey,
yeah,
Rob did the best of all of us.
He did. He did do the best of all of us.
Clearly, results-based thinking, D&T's the best deck.
Clearly, obviously.
Check the scoreboard.
Check the scoreboard.
Right.
It's true.
Let's wrap it up.
I think so. I'm fucking lying.
Okay, so... I think the thing we need to do, most importantly, mm-hmm. is to shout out everyone we've seen this weekend.
Yeah. Yes, so, absolutely.
All the nerd birds. I'm mm-hmm. gonna let Jeff. I'm gonna let you fucking shout them out one by one.
I'm not gonna shout them out one by one because okay. I'll miss somebody and then I'll feel really bad. But okay. definitely everybody included under the nerd bird banner. Great to hang out with everybody, and everybody associated with that has been awesome to see. Everybody out from Portland, Seattle, everywhere else, Faulted Form,
yes,
Zach Clark, who else?
From Seattle, Greg, mm-hmm. John, Adam, Michael,
mm-hmm.
Chris, Max.
Yep, Max. Portland guys, Parker, Curran.
Yeah.
All of them. Sage. No, it's been awesome. It's been really, really, really good.
Luke Bain's looking at his phone. He's not met anyone this weekend that he wants to shout out. I get it. Okay, fine.
It's been really, really, really good hanging out with everybody and just like bullshitting and having a good time. Are very, very
good. The gathering was great this year.
The gathering is always so good, and Eternal Weekend is like always like the best time of the year, but this one especially is
the extra nerds, though. The extra nerds are really helped this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to hang out with a lot of people who...
I don't even know when we had the notice because like...
Oh, Pokewoki too.
Today. Yeah.
But honestly, like, the whole like Legacy of the North group that came out of Toronto rented a whole like freaking house and like three mm-hmm. story apparently just jam space. Ran into a bunch fantastic. Of them today. Like, hadn't seen those guys in 4 years and like good job keeping it alive.
The specter of Rob Cross.
Absolutely, yeah. Complete spectator, not involved in the group at all, but still respect the hell out of them. Good job, the entire like Ontario crowd that got out here.
Also, everybody at the old school event. Yeah. You know, seeing everybody there, Dice City, for running that, and just the vibes at the Elks Lodge were super cool. It was fun to see and play against people with fucking Scavenger folks. And the signed card being Scavenger folk, it's beautiful.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Scavenger folk need to earn them.
I'm going to say we're going to leave right there.
All right.
No, I got one more. What? Hold on.
Yeah?
Oh wow. You're just like being so quiet.
This goes out to... Leonard. So quote, I'm just a random guy from the Netherlands and I've been a listener to the podcast since the beginning. It's been a while now. Just wondering, how are you guys?
That
we're doing
I gotta
well
say,
Leonard, and this is for you.
Yeah, right on. Sir Leonard. That's the best way to end it.
Definitely.
Would you say that's gas?
Yeah, that's gas, and then we'll see you all in
Some amount of thresholds. 2, 4, 6, 8.
I don't know how many thresholds.
How many descends are we going to see?
It'll be a lot. See you next time. Thanks for listening.
Oh my God.